Excuse me?
They did seem sort of worried about it.
Oh.
I know my son told me to write. He wants to give me a pencil, told me to write something down, and I couldn't even connect my thoughts enough to write it down.
Hmm.
I couldn't swallow it. That time it struck me in the throat. And I still have trouble drinking a Coke or something.
Huh.
That strangled if I swallowed.
Well, I'm certainly not doing very well here now. I'm just fumbling around.
They predicted rain this afternoon in the city, but it sure didn't rain.
It didn't rain in the city?
Uh-uh.
Well, it was sprinkling a little bit as I came down from Stillwater.
Was it? Well, they said it was going to rain this afternoon, but I don't think it rained in the vicinity of Oklahoma City.
Oh, let's see, if you wave a red flag in front of a bull, you're supposed to do what to him?
Antagonize him, I suppose.
Make him
fight. No, I don't think, though, that's been proven that they don't know red from green.
Yeah.
But they say that antagonizes him.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get my pencils out here.
I think you'd wave anything and wouldn't have to be red. In fact, they tell me that animals and fowls can't tell the difference in color, but we had a turkey gobbler. When my granddaughter came out with a red coat on, he'd run to her just as quick as anything.
Huh.
I think they can know colors.
I think they must.
Uh-huh.
I know they say fish can make a distinction, but I don't believe that.
Well,
I wonder how they can tell that fish can make a distinction.
Yeah, that's what I say. When they see something bright, they go to it, don't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and sometimes one colored lure will work and another color won't.
No, I don't know how they can tell those things.
Science is a wonderful thing, I guess.
Yeah, I've just been reading in Reader's Digest about a lady that talking about this stream pollution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, to a certain extent, why they can pollute a stream, because that makes it better, it makes it clean.
Uh-huh.
That feeds it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then, if you overdo it, you know, then it can't take care of that.
If children are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to, what would you tell them to do?
I suppose hush up.
And if they don't, then what do you tell them? Say, if you don't hush up now, I'll
spank you.
I believe I say this regularly.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any difference.
No.
If a person can't hear anything, you'd say he's what?
Deaf.
I sometimes think that's what's happening to me.
Well, they say it's the noises in this day and time is causing that deafness.
Uh-huh.
Because I was reading an article in one of the magazines just the other day about that. Somewhere where it was real quiet, where the people could hear a pin drop. I think there's something to that, because in the early days, I could hear my husband when he crossed that bridge up on the other side of the schoolhouse.
Holy smoke.
When he come home at night, you know, like he'd take a bale of cotton off and would be late getting home.
Uh-huh.
While the children and I would sit outside the house and we could hear him when he crossed that bridge up there. But nowadays you can't hear any of this. There's so much noise in the air all the time. The planes are going over.
Uh-huh.
And they say that's causing deafness in people.
Some of these loud noises do. I am deaf in certain registers because the engine's throbbing on the right side of me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
With this right ear.
I don't know whether that's Reader's Digest or some magazine I was reading about just the other day.